It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people. Vera said that?
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
The episode that I want to talk about now, for real now, is from season 5, and it's called Springfield, with the S being a dollar sign. It's so good. I really like it because I am a gambler myself. I like to play slots, just like Marge. And the crazy look in her eye is very accurate when she starts to gamble at Burns's casino and cannot stop. When she, the first time she does it, something that I just noticed when I watched it earlier tonight on a DVD was that she leaves because she has something to do, and then she looks at her watch, and then she goes back in. Which is, that's like, you know, if you've played slots and liked it before, or gambled at all and liked it, you're always looking for an excuse to stay in the casino just like, what, like 10 more minutes. So many funny moments. Robert Goulet, very, very funny as the guest star that Bart basically kidnaps and puts in his treehouse casino that he's set up to compete with the Burns casino. And for me, the single funniest moment is, well, I guess it's a tie. Robert Goulet singing Jingle Bells, Batman Smells for the kids, and the kids, like, totally loving it. And, you know, Goulet is a professional. Like, how could he not behave professionally and give the crowd what they want? And also, in the treehouse, Milhouse's failed magic trick, where he's like, "Behold the mysteries of magic. The cat goes in." And he's like putting a cat into a box and it won't go in. And then a second cat appears underneath his hat and they're both like hissing and spitting at each other. And I don't think it's Snowball 2 because it's two cats that are both there. The animation is beautiful. The backgrounds of the lights in the casino are really, really cool looking. Burns's fingernails and toenails when he becomes the Howard Hughes, you know, completely crazy casino magnate and stops shaving and washing, are really gross looking. That little shot of the way Burns sees Smithers' face crawling with germs because he's become a germaphobe is also really cool. And last but not least, Homer's hallucination, or his incorrect remembering of the town hall meeting where he thinks Marge said that gambling was a bad idea when in fact she was for it, is really, I think, like one of the best shots in the entire series. She's like, "No, you know, I'm for gambling. Weren't you at the meeting? Don't you remember?" And he's like, "I have a photographic memory and I remember what you, you know, I remember you saying that." And then we see what he remembers. And it's like a scene with like a baby with a beard is sitting in the corner. There's an old man wearing a bikini. An alligator is there. And several other things. that are bizarre and surreal are there. Oh, and Homer. Homer has giant muscles. Giant arm muscles. And then, like, an octopus tentacle passes him a phone receiver and says that the president is calling. And that's how he remembers the town meeting. Springfield is the name of that. Written by Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein, who were strongholds of The Simpsons. That's all. Yay for Oakley and Weinstein, my heroes. He pronounces it Weinstein. I hasten to add, a year and a half later. In the podcasted version of this particular Simpsons time. Thank you very much for listening to Simpsons Time through the Debigulator for this week. I'm Amanda Nazario. If you would like to listen to my radio show from which these Simpsons Time capsules are taken, you can go to the index of my playlists at WFMU. Here is the URL for that, wfmu.org/playlists/AN. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.